It was hard to miss Bruins captain Zdeno Chara marching in Brookline last Friday, or Celtics forward Jaylen Brown protesting in Atlanta. They were two of the many Boston athletes who've spoken out in recent days about George Floyd's death and used their platforms to raise awareness about racial injustice. WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Shira.
Hi, Bob.
So I mentioned Chara and Brown. Tell us more about what they've done.
Well, Jaylen Brown organized a peaceful protest march in Atlanta, which is near his hometown of Marietta, Georgia. Then he drove 15 hours from Boston to lead that march.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Back here, the Bruins' Zdeno Chara marched with protesters in Brookline, and then he wrote a really moving post on social media. The statement read, in part, "First thing is first, and let me be clear, I stand with the Black community. Black lives matter. There is no room in this world for racism, period." Chara also talked about the importance of listening and having good, honest conversations. And at the end, he wrote, "I will continue to stand and walk with you. I have your back." Pretty powerful stuff.
Have we heard from other members of the Bruins or the Celtics?
Yes. Celtics players Marcus Smart and Enes Kanter were at the first protest march in Boston last week. And at that demonstration, Kanter, who's been very outspoken about human rights abuses, took off his mask and addressed the crowd.
You know, I get emotional, but we are on the right side of the history, man.
And if you couldn't hear Kanter above the crowd noise, he said he gets emotional because the protesters were on the right side of history.
We've seen many protesters kneeling, partly because of Colin Kaepernick. He kneeled during the national anthem before NFL games to raise awareness about racial injustice a few years back. And of course, we know it cost him his NFL career, which leads me to ask, how have New England Patriots players reacted to the death of George Floyd in the protests?
Well, the McCourty twins, Devin and Jason, have been very vocal, and they've long been outspoken about social justice issues and criminal justice reform and education reform. In the most recent episode of their podcast, they talked about what the NFL needs to do going forward to make the league's response about more than just words. Here's Devin McCourty.
I think the key thing the league can do is just listen to the players. Listen to the players and really take heed to what they say and not just think of us as just athletes. I think that'll be huge.
McCourty also said the Patriots players have had time to talk about protests during virtual training sessions.
Do you have any idea how those Patriots conversations have gone, Shira?
Yeah, Devin McCourty shed a little light on that. Here's what he said.
Honestly, I think it's been very healthy for individuals to be able to express themselves, for people to see other people's point of view. So, I've thoroughly enjoyed it that we've gotten, even though we're not together.
McCourty added that he figures every NFL team that's had virtual meetings over the past week has had those conversations and gotten to know each other a little better.
Well, Shira, it seems like a pretty sure thing that these conversations are going to continue into the summer and well into the fall.
Yep, absolutely.
WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.